So I've printed off Alex's testimony.
And it's four sides of A4 at font 16.
Yeah, I know. Here for that.
Which I reckon should take you about 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
As he told me.
Yeah, I would say 8 minutes, but give me 20 at least.
So would you like to come down and...
I have a choice, though.
You do, yeah? But not much.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I'm going to pray for you. So hang on.
I'll try.
Yeah. So Father, we thank you for Alex. We thank you, Lord, that he's an interesting guy. And we love him lots already. And we thank you, Lord, that he has a faith in you. He's put his trust in you. And he loves you. I know he does. And now, Lord, just strengthen him while he testifies about how much he loves you and you love him. Bless him now, because he's shaken. Amen.
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 Go for it.
Hello, my name is Alexander McCarthy. I was born in England 24th of June 2004. And while I honestly do not remember much from my past, there are a few events in my life that led me to find God. And while I'm not the innocent of sin, he still came and sought me to bring me home. I'm testifying today and forevermore that the Lord is good and is my King. But before I begin, I'd like to bring up a verse that the Lord has provided in his word to me. John 14:6. And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Lord even says to himself, he is the way and the truth and to everlasting life. Now to those who don't know the Lord or have heard of him but are not sure, let me say something I think people can agree on. We all want a good future, a future where we can be happy, a life where we can give love without the sadness and depression that the world has at this moment. Well, there is a way and I learned it, thanks to the ever-loving God, my Father. I remember, not to great detail, an event that started the direction of me being led to Christ. Bullying from family members, it was a starting point that at the time I didn't know but would lead me years later to get to know Christ and how to forgive people. I learned that even though this happened, it was leading me to Christ. I used to be addicted to inappropriate online content. It ruined my mind and led me to a dark corner of my life. God saw his sheep lost, falling into sin after sin. We are all sinners, but this will never justify my actions, and I regret them now, years later. Sometimes I fall back into a habit, but the Lord has given me something that we can all use to own up to our sins and confess them and ask for guidance and help from the Father. 1 John 1-9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, I started following Christ at the same time as my mother. I wanted to explore this path of faith to see what it was about, because I wasn't too sure what it was. But I am ever thankful I did. I found my Father. He showed me my errors and how to rectify them. After all this time, I found my Savior. I threw away CDs, inappropriate content, bad music. I threw it all. But sure enough, I fell back into old habits for a while, but the Lord guided me back into his holy arms and led me back out of sin. That slavery like in Moses' time. But it was to all these gods, lust, pride, depression. But God called Moses to help free his people and lead them out of Egypt. And like Moses, Christ led me out of my sin, the Egypt that made me fall into all these sins and desires. I confess to you all that I'm not perfect. I'm still learning, still growing. I'm not perfect and never will be. I cannot rectify myself for I am weak, but through Christ I am strong. A verse that the Lord has given to say to you all, 1 Peter 5:10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. My God, freed me. God is perfect. He is my rock, my boulder, and my king. Through his ever-loving Son, who paid the price for our sins, we are set free. That doesn't mean the fight is over. Instead, it only begins. Even when you follow the path, the road gets hard. You get tempted by darkness. But God is your and my light. His Son, Jesus Christ, is my King of Kings. He led me here to this place right now, and the Spirit used me to write these very words. If I had only learned about you sooner, God, but I am blessed by your grace that I have learned about you now. I come to ask the Lord for help through these words in my testimony on why do I want to be baptized. My reasons are I want to be obedient to the Lord. He's called me here to follow him through the lake of baptism, the lake of becoming his servant. and the cross, and cross that barrier of sin into the barrier of the Lord. Hang this flesh of rebellion on the cross and come out the river a new person in Christ. Now, some might say baptism isn't important, but it holds value. It leads back to what did Jesus do? And if we're called to follow the Lord, well, the verse that I'm about to read, it comes back to baptism being included. Matthew 3:14-17. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He saved me from a path of addiction, self-harm and suicide, and lust, leading me and my life. I used to be trapped by Satan, swearing, bad-mouthing people, bringing people down, and we're all sinners of that. But we should love the sinner and not the sin. And when we start trusting God, not by just word, but by faith and spirit, and seeking repentance and coming to Christ, I understand that the changes God was doing to me, he was trying to lead me home, and that is the change this baptism would bring, seeking Christ without ceasing and coming closer to Christ. And also letting the Holy Spirit use me as a way to talk to the people God calls me to talk to, such as yourselves. I'm a sinner, but I repent and say, Christ my King, my God, my slain lamb, you paid my debt on the cross for my sins and raised from the grave on the third day. You shouldn't have had to. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Acts 2:38, then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. Christ my King, I am your sheep and you are my shepherd. And Lord, I give everything I can evermore give to you. It's not much, but I praise and thank you for each second you've been known in my life. Well, at the time we were searching for Baptist churches that would lead me closer to God, a place to worship and praise him with others, and my ma contacted Rob and was wondering if the Coningsby Baptist Church was well offering baptism. But I think God led us here for much more that I am forever grateful for, that I am just starting to understand and we soon started attending. Well, at the time, I should not lie, I was being tempted by Satan's lust, and well, at the time I fell and fell. It really well was bad at the time, him trying to lead me away from Christ, but I kept going, not because I wanted to fall into temptation, but I had a feeling God was calling me here. And let the Spirit dwell inside you, that is what I felt at the time. And the feeling of praising to the Lord is driving that devil away. Satan tried to stop me coming here time and time again, my leg, me getting sick, but today I confess to you, Lord, thank you for showing me that this is the home you've called me to, a temporary earthly church home that would continue on into heaven and the new earth in heaven. In the future, whenever you return, Lord, this place we can praise you for all the things you do and continue to do. And I pray and continue that forevermore with my Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Future preacher.
Yeah, you asked me to slow down. Don't ask what I'll speed up.
Oh, Father, we thank you for this testimony, and we thank you for Alex, and we just pray that you come upon him with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and use him for your glory. And Lord, as we come to baptize mother and son, we pray, Lord, that they'll become our sister and brother, as they already are, actually. And Lord, that you'd be able to use them in your kingdom to bring about the great commission, which is to spread the word about the kingdom of God and salvation in Jesus and him alone. For there is no other name given to man by which we must be saved. Thanks, Alex. God bless.
God bless.
Was two people nearly crying there. That was really quiet. Amazing, amazing.
Alex, would you like to explain why this is your favourite song? These are the days of Elijah, not Ezekiel.
I think it's my favourite song because of the fact of, you know, in reality, as much as some people don't see it, we're all, when you come to God, you're a servant. And like Moses, he's no better than us. He's human. He sinned. He murdered.
Yeah.
And we are all servants of God, and he calls us to be his servants. And spread the word, just like Moses did.
Excellent. Thanks. Super. And there is a bit about Ezekiel in here as well, so there you are. He's famous already. I like the chorus bit. Behold, he comes riding on a cloud, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, because after the Zion's hill, salvation comes. We're all waiting for the Lord's return. Even as we sit here, we could just disappear. And we don't know where, and we don't know when. But if some of us disappear, and you notice it, you've been left behind, sadly. Serious bit then, because I've got four questions here that I'd like you to answer. Alexander, Oliver, Robert, Stephen, do you come to be baptized at your own free will?
I do.
And do you turn away from your old way of life, the temptations of Satan and this world, and put your faith and trust solely in Jesus Christ? And are you willing to be led by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Scriptures?
Yes.
Thank you for that concise answer.
Yeah.
With God's help, are you determined to grow spiritually and practically as a Christian, to be discipled and disciplined and grow in obedience to God and seek His plan for your life, whilst at the same time faithfully forming part of his church?
Yes.
Right, Alex, I'm going to baptize you into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You're still here. You're still here.
Is this the afterlife?
It's wobbling.
I've been drowned.
I haven't been left with the
tube. Well, that's because you're following me. What do you mean?
Alex, I have a scripture for you too, and it's from Philippians 4, verses 12 to 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Amen.
Alexander. There's a guy from history, about 300 BC, 330, called Alexander the Great. And God wants you to know, the great is his love for you. And great is sufficient grace as well. And it will see you through your life. You'll never run out of his grace. And always feel his love.
Amen.
Amen. You notice nobody helps me get out. So, Father, we thank you for allowing your church to increase and to increase in this place, Lord, and we ask your blessing on the rest of today, on the lives of Alex and Sarah. And we pray for everybody here, that your Holy Spirit would touch their hearts. And while there's still water in that baptistry, if anybody feels your call, Lord, to commit in the same way, not to be afraid to admit it and to come forward. So if you are today called to be baptized, then confess it as part of your testimony right now. And in the time remaining, let's just refocus on our Lord Jesus. We finish with a song called Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. And that is the case with the church, is that it's not down to individual gifting or charisma or ability. It's down to Christ living in each one of us and doing what the Holy Spirit leads us to do. Because he's the one that leads us, and he's the one who gives us strength to do what we're called to do. He doesn't call the equipped. He equips those who are called. And so, if you feel in your heart that the Lord is calling you today, he will equip you. But the first thing is to respond in obedience to him, to open your heart to him, and to ask him to come into your life. Because without him you can do nothing. But with him you can do many, many things. And you will know life eternal. You will know a reason to live. You will see things clearer and brighter. And you will have hope for the future in such an uncertain world. Believe me, it is so uncertain. But you will have the certainty, not of a lost eternity or separation from God, but being united in his family, part of his universal church. I'm not talking about denominations. When Alex and Sarah were baptized, they weren't baptized into the Baptist church. They weren't becoming Christians. They were already Christians. They were just out the front here, being obedient to the word of Christ, and showing to everybody they're not ashamed to be identified in his name. So if the Lord is speaking to you now, then I encourage you to react and say something, either now or to somebody after the service. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And before I forget, you're all invited to the Bring and Share lunch. I don't know what there is to share, but I know part. There's a lot of it, so don't run away.
Okay,
you will. Yeah. Alex is coming.
Okay.
So we're going to finish with a song. And if anybody has anything they want to say and share, because it's not a one-man band or anything like that. If like Mark knew he had the authority and the freedom to speak out in the way that he did, and so you do too. If you feel the Lord has put something on your heart that you want to share, whether you're a deacon or a member or just somebody who's here as a friend and a visitor, then be obedient to the Lord and say what's on your heart. But we're going to prepare now to finish with the last song. Thank you.
Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. And yet to others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for today. It's been a wonderful experience, and we ask you to continue to bless us, Lord, as we fellowship and enjoy friendship together next door. Bless you, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. Amen.